It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
President Trump extended his attack on NFL players who kneel during the national anthem by tweeting about it throughout the weekend. He suggested that fans boycott games and continued his call for team owners to fire or suspend the offenders who protested before the games. He tweeted Sunday afternoon, "Sports fans should never condone players that do not stand proud for their national anthem or their country." NASCAR owners side with President Donald Trump, taking a firm stance against national anthem protests, even saying that if any drivers tried to protest, they can take a ride home on a Greyhound bus. Indianapolis Colts owner Jim Irsay said that he is troubled by the president's recent comments and disagrees with him. As news spread that Kylie Jenner is expecting her first child with boyfriend Travis Scott, some people are speculating that she's actually the surrogate for her sister Kim Kardashian. Kim and her husband Kanye West turned to a surrogate mother to have baby number three after Kim had high-risk pregnancies with her other two kids. An insider says that the surrogate is expected to give birth to the couple's third child in January 2018, and the insider also says that Kylie is at least 4 months pregnant with her first child, which is a girl. After news of the pregnancy broke on Friday, the internet erupted with questions about whether the 20-year-old is carrying her half-sister's child. Jennifer Lopez says she's making $1 million in donations to hurricane relief efforts in Puerto Rico. The singer and actress took to Instagram Friday to tell her followers that she hadn't heard from her family in Puerto Rico after the recent hurricanes that swept through the area.
Which one is that?
Oh. Luke.
Oh.
So if you're looking for my love,
Luke Bryan has reportedly landed the second seat as a judge on the rebooted American Idol series alongside Katy Perry. Sources say that the deal is not officially done yet, but the country singer is confirmed as the second judge. The details of his payments and perks are unclear for now, but he is expected to sign on within days. Full House icons Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen will no longer be invited to appear on Netflix's Fuller House. Series creator Jeff Franklin says, "Personally, I've given up asking them. The door is open, but I'm not going to be calling them anymore to invite them. They just don't seem interested in coming. It's been 3 years of invitations, so they know the door is open. It's up to them to decide if they want to come play or not."
Disappointing that they couldn't come out for one episode. I understand they're busy and they don't want to be part of that, but just one?
Yeah. Aaron Carter checked himself into a rehab center. A rep for the singer said Aaron has decided to enter a facility to improve his health and work on his overall wellness. The rehab stint comes after a rough summer where the singer was arrested for a DUI, involved in a serious car accident, and cops visited his home in Florida a few times for gun and safety concerns. That is the garbage.
Thank you very much, Alex. You can see the garbage RadioNowIndy.com. Also, we put it out there on our Joe and Alex Show Instagram. Just click right there on our story.